Here with Brady McCandless, running back and linebacker, and pretty much do everything guy for the Hawklets in this 6-2 season as they come into tonight's first postseason game against Park Hill here at Dasta Stadium. Brady, first off, thanks for joining us, and I've had the pleasure of knowing you since your freshman year, and knew that you were a good athlete and a good football player even back then, and you've been a great student at Rockhurst as well. If you would, take us from when you first walked into the building as a freshman to where you are now, and you know, the progression you've made not only in football but in terms of yourself and what you've learned at the Rock.
Yeah, so when I was a freshman, I kind of came in not really knowing everybody. I knew a few people, but I came from a smaller school up north, so I definitely didn't have the benefit of coming in with a large group of people. So between sports and just like branching out from the few people I did know, I've had to really meet a lot of new people, really just work hard to maintain grades, focus on sports, try to get, just whenever you go out there, practice a lot, get better in every rep, pretty much.
Well, excellent. Yeah, you've done a great job, like I said, not only on the gridiron, but at the Rock, in the hallways, and in class as well. Now, last week, you had one of your best games to date. I think it was 17 carries, 92 yards, and you guys really blew out Jeff City, a traditional rival of the Rock. Talk to me about that. I know that you are a hard-nosed player. You don't shy away from contact at all. In fact, I think you love it, which is necessary to be a great football player. But you run the ball really hard. What did you see last week from the holes you were getting, and how were you able to deliver that great game?
Well, before I say anything, I've just got to give some credit to the offensive line. They opened up a lot of great holes last week. I think that was one of the best games we've played all year, and they've been a great. They've shown a lot of improvement throughout the year, and we're really getting a lot of open holes. But my main goal is just to go out there and just keep my eyes open and run where they open up. They've been doing a great job, and I just got to keep hitting it behind them.
Excellent. Now, are you more of the way that they teach you guys at Rockhurst, is it more of kind of like make one cut and get downhill and get your pad square, less dancing and kind of find the hole and get through the hole and get downfield?
Yeah, Coach Sev always preaches one cut and accelerate, so you know, you got to be a little patient to wait for the holes to open up. But once you see that hole, you just have to plant your foot in the ground and you just have to go.
Excellent. Now, on defense as well, you've done a great job over the years. I know you even started to get a lot of varsity playing time all last year as well. And I think freshman year you were on JV. So how has the defensive side of the ball been for you? And if you would, take us through your mentality out there. One thing that I always find amazing about you guys, really good football players, is that, you know, I was a decent athlete, not a great athlete, but I just didn't have the mindset for football in terms of just being kind of a maniac, having no fear and running around and smashing people without thinking about it. So where did you get that mindset of just kind of destruction when you're out there? Because that's how you have to be, no fear and just kind of run around 100 mile an hour.
Yeah. You just have to know that when you're the one, especially on defense, you're the one giving the hits. So, I mean, from my knowledge as a running back and a defensive player, defenders know they're giving the hit. The running back sometimes doesn't know they're getting hit. So, hurts a lot more for the offensive side than it does for the defensive side. But you just have to have a mentality that you're going to go out there, you're just going to play as hard as you can. You have to know your assignments, watch your man, and it's actually a lot of thinking. You have to be able to process a lot of stuff really fast, and then once you figure out what you have to do and what's happening, then you just have to go.
Now, are there a lot of nicks and cuts and bruises out there when you're playing, or do you not even think about that or feel that during the game? I know it, like at freshman level, guys will come off and they'll have their bell rung, or they'll have, and you know, of course, in the age that we're in now with concussions and stuff, you have to look at them, make sure they're, you know, following protocol. But, you know, guys will get like a an abrasion or a cut on their arm, or guys, someone will come up and say, someone stepped on my hand, or my finger got caught in this guy's face mask, all that stuff. Does that all happen to you and you just kind of block it out?
Well, during the game, I really have no idea what's happening to my body. Obviously, you feel the one or two big hits that you take, but you feel everything Saturday morning. That's Friday after the game. You feel nothing. The adrenaline's high. Then you go in home, you sleep on it. Saturday morning, you wake up and you feel everything. You're like, oh, I got hit there.
Yeah.
That hurt.
Well, it's been great. And like I said, a real big game for you. Now, I haven't had a chance to watch every game in person. I've listened to a lot of the games, but are you starting on both sides now? Football, running back, and also a linebacker?
I'm starting at running back, and I am the fourth linebacker in our 43 defense, and I am the starting outside linebacker in our 34 defense.
Okay. Well, excellent. Now, coming into tonight's game, we'll wrap it up with this. Obviously, a big matchup against Park Hill. Hopefully the first of many postseason games. You guys go on another run, hopefully, this year for the Hawklets. But let's take it outside of football as we wrap this up. Like I said, I've gotten to know you a little bit more than the average coach or teacher because I've had you in class and known you since freshman year. But for the average person listening out there, what is kind of going on for Brady McCandless outside of Rockhurst or football, or what types of things do you like to do personally that have nothing to do with school or with school athletics or activities that maybe the average person wouldn't know?
I'm always up for a good getting out there and going to games, whether it be Chiefs, Royals earlier this year, Sporting KC, even a T-Bones game. Just being able to get out and being in the stadium with the team is a lot different than watching from home. So whenever I get the opportunity to go out to a game or something like that, tailgate with my friends beforehand, that's always a plus.
Good times. Well, Brady, thanks a lot for your time. Good luck tonight and the rest of the postseason.
All right, thank you.
Brady McCandless, as he said, starting running back and also one of the starting outside linebackers on that 3-4 unit. And the first man in on the 4-3 does a lot for the Hawklets and had a great game last week. Looking for another big game tonight against Park Hill. Mark, we'll send it back up to you in the booth.